Nach finnischem Denken sollten Lernumgebungen Innovationen fördern, Raum für Kreativität schaffen und es den unterschiedlichen Fähigkeiten des Einzelnen ermöglichen, sich zu entfalten. Dies bedeutet, dass Gleichberechtigung, Kreativität und Wettbewerbsfähigkeit eng miteinander verknüpft sind. Da sich die Welt verändert, müssen sich die Bildungssysteme weiterentwickeln, um Schritt zu halten und den Bürgern weiterhin die in der Zukunft benötigten Fähigkeiten zu vermitteln und zukünftiges Wachstum sicherzustellen. Genau wie im 19. Jahrhundert besteht der beste Weg für nachhaltiges Wirtschaftswachstum und Wohlstand in der Zukunft darin, die Kompetenzen und Talente aller zu mobilisieren. Denn kontinuierliche Investitionen in Bildung, Forschung und lebenslanges Lernen sind eine Investition in Chancengleichheit.
We are in Postipuu School, which is in Espoo, the city of Espoo, very close to Helsinki, so in the metropolitan area, about 20 kilometers from Helsinki. Yeah, so my name is Emmi Yli-Savola, and I'm the teacher of this class, which is a preparatory educational class. In this class, we have students from 10 to 12 years, so it's like a combination class. And this is a class for immigrant children who have just recently moved to Finland, and this class takes 10 months, so one school year. And the learning goals of this class and the education is to learn Finnish and to integrate into the Finnish school world, and to give the students the needed linguistical basic skills that they are ready after this class, that they would be ready then to move on to the general education, so basically to the NS normal groups. This is a small group of maximum of 12 students. I work with an assistant as a team. And basically, our main method is positive affirmations, so giving lots of like a positive and encouraging feedback, we are relying on the students' independence, and we're trying to empower them. So because 10 months goes very quickly in the end, and the students can be from all kinds of backgrounds. Some of them have very good academic skills and school background, but some of them have never been to school before this. So with some of them, we are actually learning how to hold a pen in their hand and how to write and read. So it's a very mixed group. Today, the topic of this lesson that you were following, we actually had an English class. And the topic was Christmas traditions around the world. So this was a listening practice where the students watched a video of 10 minutes and audio of different Christmas traditions all over the globe. And then we had some exercises in Finnish. So this is like a very good example, even in the preparatory education, even though we studied the same subjects as they do in the general education, but here the perspective is always like on the switching, languages. It's always like from the perspective of learning Finnish. So for example, like every lesson is also a Finnish lesson. So today, even though this was English, the subject, but also, as you can see, it was also like a Finnish lesson, partly.
I'm Kaapo, I'm 12 years old also, and I like to play football.
I'm Joel, and I'm 12 too, and I like football.
I'm Väinö, and I like to play basketball, and I'm 12.
We are in school, at Postipuu School.
Where is it located?
The school is located in Leppävaara, Finland.
We are learning right now science.
Mm-hmm. Doing science projects.
The subject is chemistry.
Yeah, we are like taking tests and we're learning about them.
My favorite topic is separating things with hot, like fire.
Also experiments.
Yeah, experiments.
We are, on our class we have 20 people.
Finland, China, Somalia, Ukraine,
Morocco, Kosovo, Bangladesh, Russia, and
Ukraine,
Canada, and Bulgaria.
За да може, нали, хората да идват и да правят нещо, за което биха нямали пари. Например, за студио.
Kevin ist in Helsinki geboren und aufgewachsen. Er hat jedoch bulgarische Wurzeln. Wir treffen ihn in der modernen öffentlichen Bibliothek ODI im Zentrum der Stadt Helsinki, gegenüber des Parlaments. Kevin studiert Ingenieurswesen und berichtet auf Englisch über das besondere Konzept der Bibliothek, welche architektonisch einem Schiff ähnelt.
Hello, my name is Kevin Urumov. I'm a first year student in LUT University in Lappeenranta here in Finland. And right now we're situated in ODI, which is the National Library. The outside is built in a way that captures the Finnish nature, which is using a lot of wood, and the architectural type is very modern compared to other buildings surrounding us. But the building itself is made as a cultural site. So in here you can come to experience things that you might not be able to experience on your own or fulfill your artistic sides. We have here, of course, a library where you can get your books, and we also have computer rooms. We have rooms where you can rent them, like the one we were just using. You can stay there. We have printers all the way from 3D printers to normal printers to shirt printers. We also have poster printers here. We have two cafes, restaurant. It's a place where you can come and spend a day with your family or just like play video games and have fun. It's made for a space for everybody, not just people who enjoy reading.
In which languages you can find books?
There's a lot of different languages. The Helmet Library, which is the big brand that owns also ODI, and it's Helsingin Kirjasto, I think. Helsingin Seudun Kirjasto, which stands for Helsinki area's libraries. They all work like a network, and there is a lot of different books in different languages. I know for sure there is Bulgarian literature, there is Finnish, of course, English, German, yeah, Chinese we have, Japanese we have. We have a lot of different, almost every single language. The most popular books you can find in more, a lot more languages than just one. For the minority languages, Romi has been popping up a lot. Roma language for people of Roman descent. Sami has been also very pushed just because it's like the Finnish minority of the Lapland. We're trying to incorporate that. Mainly, ODI is more of a place to socialize than to read. That's why it's not the biggest in book capacities. If you go to a smaller library, there you'll probably put in more books than here. But this is a place to use these kind of places, not just for the main purpose, but also for, like, entertainment.
And do the Finnish people reading a lot?
It depends a lot. I can say, as probably in all countries, that the higher education you've had, the more you probably will read in your life, and that plays in Finland too. People who have a higher education, for example, do tend to read more than people with lower. In Finland specifically, I feel like a lot of the studying and practicing has transferred to online after COVID especially. A lot of the reading is done online now. But for example, I enjoy reading a physical book, even though I don't have a lot of time for it anymore.